Mathematics anxiety affects counting, but not subitizing during visual enumeration. Written by Aaron A. Maloney, University of Waterloo, Evan F. Risco, University of British Columbia, Daniel Ansari, University of Western Ontario, and Jonathan Fuglesang, University of Waterloo. Published in Cognition in 2010, Volume 114, Edition 2, pages 293 to 297. Abstract. Individuals with mathematics anxiety have been found to differ from their non-anxious peers on measures of higher-level mathematical processes, but not simple arithmetic. The current paper examines differences between mathematics anxious and non-mathematics anxious individuals in more basic numerical processing using a visual enumeration task. This task allows for the assessment of two systems of basic number processing, subitizing and counting. Mathematics anxious individuals relative to non-mathematics anxious individuals showed a deficit in the counting but not in the subitizing range. Furthermore, working memory was found to mediate this group difference. These findings demonstrate that the problems associated with mathematics anxiety exist at a level more basic than would be predicted from the extant literature. Introduction. Basic numerical and mathematical skills have been shown to be crucial predictors of an individual's life success. Understanding numbers and mathematics is so critical that a deficit in basic mathematical abilities has been found to have a greater negative effect on employment opportunities than reading difficulties. Impairments in mathematical skills can result from a number of factors. One disorder associated with mathematical difficulties is mathematics anxiety, which is defined as a condition in which individuals experience negative affect when engaging in tasks demanding numerical and mathematical skills. Across a number of studies, individuals high in mathematics anxiety, HMA, have been shown to perform worse than their low mathematics anxious, LMA, peers in solving difficult mathematical problems. The negative effects of math anxiety and the potential mechanisms underlying these effects have been studied in some detail within the domain of mathematical problem solving. Ashcraft and colleagues found that math anxiety had little effect on simple addition and multiplication problems. The solving of more complex arithmetic problems, for example, arithmetic with carrying, however, was affected by math anxiety. The most dominant theory of math anxiety, posited by Ashcraft and colleagues, claims that math-anxious individuals have difficulty with complex mathematical problem solving because math anxiety-induced ruminations occupy their working memory, WM. See Ashcraft 2002. Thus, this theory of math anxiety has two critical components. The first is that math anxiety only affects complex mathematics. The second is that math anxiety consumes working memory resources that would otherwise be devoted to solving mathematical problems during calculation. While there exist numerous demonstrations that math-anxious individuals have difficulty with complex mathematical problem solving, there has been no exploration of whether the deficits extend to basic numerical processing skills, such as enumeration. Recent studies of individuals with mathematical disabilities, for example, developmental dyscalculia, indicate that, in addition to having trouble with higher-level mathematical processing tasks, these individuals exhibit deficits in basic number processing tasks, such as magnitude comparison and enumeration. For example, Landrell, Bevan, and Butterworth, 2004. This result is important because it suggests the possibility that the deficits seen in higher-level math may arise due to deficits in lower-level numerical processing skills. In the present study, we sought to determine whether or not mathematical processing difficulties observed in math anxiety are accompanied by basic numerical processing deficits. To test whether math-anxious individuals have basic numerical processing deficits, a visual enumeration task was used. In this task, participants are presented with a display containing multiple objects and are instructed to identify the number of objects presented. When enumerating visually presented objects, two distinct patterns of performance emerge. For 1 to 4 items, performance is fast and accurate, with only a small increase in response times and typically no decrease in accuracy as a function of the increase in the number of stimuli presented. This is commonly called subitizing. Conversely, for 5+ items, response times increase and accuracy decreases as the number of stimuli presented increases. For example, Trick and Pilishin, 1993. This is referred to as counting. A deficit in either the subitizing or counting range among individuals with math anxiety would provide evidence that high math anxious individuals not only have a difficulty with high-level mathematical processing, but also a difficulty with basic numerical processing. In addition, while the visual enumeration task is commonly used to index the presence or absence of a numerical processing deficit, for example, with developmental dyscalculics, it has the added benefit that the two numerical processing skills are thought to differentially tap working memory. Specifically, counting is thought to put greater demands on working memory than subitizing. This allows us to test the working memory component of Ashcraft and colleagues' theory. In summary, Ashcraft and colleagues' theory predicts that we should not observe any effects of math anxiety on basic numerical processing in either the counting or subitizing range. Ashcraft and colleagues also posit that the more working memory demanding a math task is, the more susceptible performance on that task is to the effects of math anxiety. Thus, a deficit in the counting range, but not in the subitizing range, would be consistent with the second part of Ashcraft and colleagues' theory. On the other hand, an effect in the subitizing range would challenge both components of this theory. 2. Methods. 2.1. Participants. 28 undergraduate students, 16 female, 14 low and 14 high math anxious from the University of Waterloo, participated and were either granted experimental credit or were paid $6. 2.2. Stimuli, apparatus, and procedure. The data were collected on a computer running E-Prime 1.1. Stimuli were displayed on a 17-inch monitor. Responses were collected using a microphone headset. Each trial began with a fixation point presented for 500 milliseconds. A display containing from 1 to 9 square boxes was then centrally presented at fixation until a vocal response was detected. Participants were instructed to say aloud the number of squares on the screen. All squares were black on a white background. The individual area, total area, and density of the squares were varied to ensure the participants could not use non-numerical cues to make a correct decision. See Holloway and Ansari, 2009, for a complete description. There were a total of 378 trials. Items were presented 6 times each block, with the exception of numbers 3 and 4, which were presented 1 less and 1 more time, respectively. Analyses controlling for the differences in the number of presentations for 3 and 4 did not change the pattern of results. In addition, after performing the enumeration task, 2 measures of working memory capacity were administered: a backwards digit span task, BDS, and a backwards letter span task, BLS. In these tasks, participants heard a series of letters or digits presented at a rate of approximately 1 item per second. Participants then had to report the items back to the experimenter in the reverse order. The test continued with the addition of 1 item every second trial until participants made errors on 2 trials in a row. The participants' score was the highest number of digits on which they made no errors. Mathematics anxiety was measured using the Abbreviated Math Anxiety Scale, AMAS. Scores on the AMAS range from 9 to 45, with the higher score being indicative of a higher level of math anxiety. Participants were administered the AMAS during a mass testing session occurring approximately 2.5 months prior to our experiment. We selected participants with scores under 20 to constitute our low math anxiety group, and participants with scores over 30 to constitute our high math anxiety group. These groups constituted roughly the top and bottom quartiles, 24.4% and 26% of the overall distribution. 3. Results. Trials on which there was a mistrial, 2.1%, were removed prior to analysis. The data from one participant was discarded and replaced by another participant due to higher error rates, 63% incorrect. 3.1. Reaction times and errors. Figure 1 depicts the relation between mean response times and number of items presented for the high math anxious and low math anxious groups. Trials on which there was an incorrect response, 5.6%, were removed prior to response time analysis. The remaining response times were submitted to a recursive data trimming procedure using a 2.5 standard deviation cutoff in each cell, resulting in an additional 4.8% of the response time data being removed. Table 1 depicts associated error data. A number 1 to 9 times 2 math anxiety group high versus low ANOVA yielded a mean effect of number. F 8 and 208 equals 182. Mean squared error equals 4,891. P-value less than 0.01. Eta squared equals 0.88. And a marginal effect of math anxiety group. F 1 and 26 equals 3.9. Mean squared error equals 403,685. P-value equals 0.06. Eta squared equals 0.13. Critically, there was a number times math anxiety group interaction. F 8 and 208 equals 3.4, mean squared error equals 4,891, p-value less than 0.01, eta squared equals 0.11. A parallel ANOVA conducted on the error data yielded a mean effect of number. F 8 and 208 equals 14.9, mean squared error equals 77, p-value less than 0.01. Eta squared equals 0.37. No effect of math anxiety group. F was less than 1. And no number times math anxiety group interaction. F was less than 1. We next conducted separate ANOVAs on the subitizing and counting ranges. 3.1.1. Subitizing range. A 4, number 1 to 4 times 2, math anxiety group high versus low, ANOVA, conducted on data within the subitizing range, yielded a mean effect of number. F, 3 and 78 equals 58.0, mean squared error equals 4,169, p-value less than 0.01, eta squared equals 0.69. But no effect of math anxiety group. F was less than 1. We have replicated the response time and accuracy results reported here in a second experiment conducted in our lab. Critically, there was no number times math anxiety group interaction. F was less than 1. A parallel ANOVA conducted on the error data yielded a mean effect of number. F 3 and 78 equals 8.4. Mean squared error equals 0.01, p-value less than 0.01, eta squared equals 0.24, but no mean effect of math anxiety group. F was less than 1. There was no number times math anxiety group interaction. F was less than 1. 3.1.2, counting range. A 5, number 5 to 9, times 2, math anxiety group, high versus low, ANOVA, conducted on data within the counting range, yielded a mean effect of number. F, 4 and 104 equals 113. Mean squared error of 31,038. P-value less than 0.01. Eta squared equals 0.81. And no effect of math anxiety group. F, 1 and 26 equals 2.9. Mean squared error equals 628,879. P-value is greater than 0.05. Eta squared equals 0.10. Critically, there was a number times math anxiety group interaction. F, 4 and 104 equals 2.8. Mean squared error equals 31,038. P-value less than 0.05. Eta squared equals 0.10. In which the high math anxious group responded more slowly as a function of increasing number than the low math anxious group. A parallel ANOVA conducted on the error data yielded a mean effect of number. F, 4 and 104 equals 10.7. Mean squared error equals 0.01. P-value less than 0.01. Eta squared equals 0.29. Such that, as number increased, so did the number of errors. There was no mean effect of math anxiety group and no number times math anxiety group interaction. Fs were less than 1. Thus, the results do not represent a speed/accuracy trade-off. There was no significant correlation between participants' overall response time and their percent errors. 3.2. Working memory and enumeration. There was no significant difference between the mean BDS of low math anxious participants, 6.8, and high math anxious participants, 6.3. T26 equals 1.1, p-value greater than 0.05. But there was a significant difference between the mean BLS of low math anxious participants, 6.1 items, and high math anxious participants, 5.0 items. T26 equals 2.4, p-value less than 0.05. To determine the relation between working memory and performance in the visual enumeration task, we created a composite working memory measure, WMC, comprising the average of each individual's BDS and BLS scores. We then conducted an analysis parallel to the initial analyses with WMC as a covariate. 3.2.1, subitizing range. A 4 number 1 to 4 times 2 math anxiety group high versus low and COVA with WMC as a covariate conducted on response time data within the subitizing range yielded a mean effect of number. F 3 and 75 equals 3.5. Mean squared error of 4,228, p-value less than 0.05. Eta squared equals 0.12, but no effect of math anxiety group. F was less than 1, and no number times math anxiety group interaction. F was less than 1. 3.2.2, counting range. A 5, number 5 to 9, times 2, math anxiety group high versus low and COVA with WMC as a covariate yielded a mean effect of number. F 4100 equals 4.9, mean squared error of 31,373, p-value less than 0.01, eta squared equals 0.16, and no effect of math anxiety group. F 1 and 25 was less than 1. Critically, the aforementioned number times math anxiety group interaction is no longer significant. F 4 and 100 equals 1.3. Mean squared error equals 31,373. P-value greater than 0.05. Eta squared equals 0.04. Suggesting that working memory differences between groups may mediate the different performance for high math anxious and low math anxious individuals. If the subitizing range is defined as 1 to 3 the results are qualitatively similar. 4. General discussion. The primary purpose of the present experiment was to determine whether individuals with math anxiety have a basic numerical processing deficit in addition to their well-established mathematical processing impairments. Here, we clearly show that in the context of a visual enumeration task, high math anxious individuals perform significantly worse in the counting range than low math anxious individuals. This numerical deficit was not found to extend to the subutizing range. The present results have important implications for current theoretical understanding of mathematics anxiety. The dominant account of mathematics anxiety has at its core two main ideas. Ashcraft and colleagues claim that 1. Math anxious individuals only have difficulty with complex mathematics, such as multi-digit arithmetic problems. And 2. Math anxiety impairs performance by temporarily depleting working memory resources. The data presented here significantly challenges the first claim. Contrary to Ashcraft and colleagues' claim, individuals with math anxiety do, in fact, have a basic numerical processing deficit. Thus, the present findings directly challenge existing accounts of math anxiety by revealing that, contrary to existing hypotheses, the effects of math anxiety extend to numerical processing tasks that are more basic than single-digit arithmetic. It should be noted, however, that while Ashcraft and colleagues failed to find a difference in single-digit arithmetic, it is possible that their null result was due to a lack of statistical power and or subtle strategy effects in single-digit arithmetic. For example, contrasting multiplication and subtraction, which are known to draw on different cognitive processes and strategies, may unmask underlying numerical processing deficits. This discovery that math anxiety affects processing at a much more basic level than previously thought leads to a potential reconceptualization of the developmental trajectory of math anxiety. Specifically, the present results suggest that math anxiety could result from a basic level deficit in numerical processing that compromises the development of higher level mathematical problem solving. This basic level deficit could result in difficulties in math tasks resulting in negative experiences with math and as a result, anxiety when having to engage in math-related tasks. The hypothesis that math anxiety results from a basic deficit in numerical processing, while not new, had been largely abandoned in recent years. See Ashcraft et al. 2007. Thus, research aimed at developing a better understanding of this putative early deficit, for example, by investigating math anxiety effects on tasks held to index fundamental mathematical or number processes are needed. The second core idea concerning math anxiety is that it leads to a decrease in working memory capacity when math-anxious individuals are performing math tasks. According to this account, performance deficits observed in math anxiety are caused by anxiety-induced ruminations that limit the working memory capacity available to perform mathematical tasks. As such, this account predicts an effect of math anxiety in the working memory demanding counting range, but not in the non-working memory demanding subitizing range. The dissociation reported here between subitizing and counting is thus consistent with the second component of Ashcraft and colleagues' theory. Additional support for Ashcraft and colleagues was provided by our observation that when differences in working memory capacity were controlled for, the difference in performance in the counting range was eliminated. However, this apparent support needs to be taken with a grain of salt. Ashcraft and colleagues posit a transitory effect of math anxiety on working memory capacity, such that while performing a math-related task, math anxiety consumed working memory resources that would otherwise be devoted to solving the numerical and mathematical problems. See also Eysenck and Calvo, 1992. Thus, when high math anxious and low math anxious individuals are not performing math-related tasks, their working memory capacity should be equivalent and working memory deficits should only appear on math tasks. However, here we found a difference on a non-math-related working memory task. Interestingly, Ashcraft and Kirk, 2001, also show a small non-math-related difference in working memory capacity on a listening span task. Math anxiety would, as Ashcraft and colleagues claim, then further exacerbate their working memory deficit. 4.1. Accounts of systems of enumeration. In addition to demonstrating that individuals with math anxiety have deficits in numerical processing and that these deficits are related to working memory, the present results also have implications for our understanding of number processing in general. Specifically, there exists a long-standing debate regarding whether or not we employ the same underlying processes while subitizing and while counting. According to one view, subitizing and counting rely on the same representational mechanisms. An alternative account postulates the existence of different cognitive mechanisms, one dedicated to small sets of objects and one deployed during the enumeration of large sets of objects. While the present study was not designed to discriminate between these two accounts, the fact that math anxiety influenced performance in the counting range but not in the subitizing range is consistent with the latter account. 5. Conclusion. We have demonstrated using a visual enumeration task that high math anxious individuals differ from their low math anxious peers on the enumeration of items in the counting but not the subitizing range. Furthermore, the present findings reveal that these differences appear to stem from differences in working memory capacity. These data are taken as evidence that the effect of math anxiety extends beyond the level of mathematical processing and into that of basic numerical processing, and that even these relatively low-level deficits are likely mediated by working memory.